Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Murder on Marble Row by Victoria Thompson. Narrated by Callie Bollier. 1. Frank didn't actually hear the explosion that morning. He was down in the neighborhood known as Hell's Kitchen, collecting a drunk who had murdered the bartender who refused to keep serving him after he'd run out of money. The moment Frank entered police headquarters a couple hours later, he knew something had happened, though. The place seemed to hum with tension, and before Frank could even think to wonder at it, the desk sergeant called his name. "Commissioner Roosevelt hisself wants to see a laddie," the sergeant said knowingly. Frank glanced around and noticed that the cluster of cops who had been talking in hushed tones had fallen silent and were all staring at him. Not one was smiling. This wasn't good. "What's he want to see me for?" he tried. The sergeant just shrugged. "He don't confide in me. Just said to send you up the minute you come in." Frank figured the sergeant knew perfectly well what Roosevelt wanted, and so did everyone else in the building. The only way Frank was going to find out was by going upstairs, though. Trying to appear unconcerned, he walked slowly and purposefully to the stairway and began the climb up to the second floor, where Police Commissioner Theodore Roosevelt had his office. Teddy wasn't the only commissioner, of course. He just liked for people to forget about the other three. He was usually successful at doing so, too, except when the others managed to stymie his attempts at reform, and the press gleefully reported it. Frank had to admit that Roosevelt had managed to make a few real reforms in the department. Teddy and that reporter friend of his, Jacob Rees, enjoyed prowling the streets at night to make sure the police were doing their duty.